I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own.
Hello there. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Cindy Free. You are on Purpose Talk Radio, and we already have a host of people in the queue to get greetings from our guest, Michael John Figueroa. However, I have not located which one of them is actually Michael yet. So, we will do a couple of announcements. I'm going to play another song for you, and I'm going to find out where he is in all of this. In the meantime, I would like to let you know that Michael is a numerologist, and after the interview, he will be doing some readings with us. And for now, though, if you'd like to participate in the show, different ways that you can do that. The first would be with some of the Launch Radio page. You will find a chat room, and that is open now. You can also get it at Purpose Talk Radio Conversation on Facebook, and you can also get a hold of us through calling in at 247-205-9074. 347-205-9074. Let me see what else I'd like to let you know here. Let's see, if you'd like to be part of having your products or services marketed on this show, you can do that simply by sending me an email, radio.com, or you can go to purposetalkradio.com website, and you will find all the information you need there as well. Today is Monday, August 1st, and we always do it for this show at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. in the UK. Whether you catch us on live or whether you catch us on the archive, please feel free to participate over on the Facebook conversation page. That is the Talk Radio Conversation. Sorry, I have a phone that is trying to act up. You know how this goes. So we're trying to do something. There's a little bit more technology to learn on this stuff. So, and for some unknown reason, it is not a 1G charge. So I apologize for the beeps on that. I'm trying to get into our show another way and see how we can accommodate what we need to with it. Let's see. Next week we will have Kathy Ellis, who is an author on the show, and she will tell a little more about her book. And of course today, Michael Temple is an author. We will be talking to him a little bit about his book and his information. So since we did not get to end the show last week with the positive News Month song, I'm going to put that on while I try to locate our guest. So please enjoy Positive Food Day.
This is Breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives. I feel the change is coming. I feel the change is coming. I change perspective. I change attitude. I change the world one positive story at a time. I feel the change is coming. I feel the change is coming. I look for the good in everyone. Writing about the positive, I'll see the ripple affect the world. I feel the change is coming. I feel the change is coming. One person at a time, one thought at a time, one positive story at a time. I feel the change is coming. I feel the change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, it doesn't take long. World peace will come, let all the good be told. I feel the change is coming. I feel the change is coming. One positive news story at a time. I feel the change is coming. Feel the change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, it doesn't take long. World peace will come, let all the good be told. I feel the change is coming. I feel the change is coming. I feel the change is coming.
Hello, for everybody that does not know, we just completed Positive News Month back in July. That was created by True Vision Media last year, so this is our sixth year of it, trying to change the definition of news that we can make things that are a bit positive to our lives. You know, when we listen to things such as music or news or all of that, that is more positive, we tend to be our own best in a more positive light and know how to handle things just a little bit better. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to bring Michael on and introduce him, you to him, and then we will let him talk a little bit about his story before we take any other reading. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but again, you're very garbled.
Okay. Try. Does this make any difference at all?
Okay, that's much better.
That's interesting. I went on the phone mic instead of into the headset. That's interesting. So, okay. Well, and I guess I understand that there is a little bit of problem with the chat room, so when you are telling your story and sharing with I will make sure that
get a hold of
you and find it.
Okay, the chat room did appear, so.
It did appear, okay.
Yeah.
Love delays. That's okay. That's great. So anybody that wants to get in that chat room, please do so, then you can put your information, Michael. So what we're going to talk about today is numerology, and especially how your birth date affects your purpose. And Michael's been doing this for a while. He has been studying and applying numerology since 1984, and he said it allows him to show you the power that lies within you. It helps you to live the life that you would truly like to live through the gifts that are bestowed upon you at birth. And so this and more is just with numerology, a system based on numbers 1 through 9 and the alphabet. And he also has a book that explains a little bit more about that and lets you share how to get that later on in the show. So, welcome again officially. We had to reschedule you from June,
the technical difficulties, and I really hope we don't have that problem now again. I've had it for the last 3 weeks. Yep, exactly. You know, last 3 weeks there's been something going on, too. It's like, okay, too big for their britches, but, you know, the good thing is that it is kind of amateur radio, so we don't have to worry about the FCC coming down on us.
Right.
So, but I hope it does be professional. That's my goal. So, the first thing I ask all of my guests is, how did you come to know your purpose? You know, we know it's numerology, but, you know, was there a turning point in your life that allowed you to determine what you should be doing in your life?
Well, my sister introduced me to numerology in 1984. I had never heard of numerology. I had no idea what it was. And her introduction of that subject to me immediately piqued my curiosity. And it was from that point forward that I decided that this was something I wanted to do. So even though I was in the food service business, I did begin to dabble in it, and as the years progressed, especially when I got into the 90s and whatnot, I used to say all the time that if I had my druthers, I would do numerology, and life, of course, takes you on different twists and turns, but eventually got to the point in 2010 where I could devote myself to it full time, but I did work with it in all that ensuing time. But it just, I was always good at math, and I always had a head for numbers. And because of that, the numerology really appealed to me because it's a number-based system, and it's not to denigrate it at all, but it's relatively simple to learn. So that's really what got me going. I did it alongside my other career for many years. And again, as I say, in 2010, I finally released my book. And that's where I now do it. It's a full-time job.
We will jump to that part then. How it's just a system of numbers and letters. So could you explain to us just briefly, you know, I want you to go through your whole book, of course. Just briefly, how does, you know, the numerology work, especially with birth dates, since that's what we'll be using on this?
Well, it's based on the numbers 1 through 9 and the alphabet. Now, it's the alphabet of your original language. So, obviously, I mean, where we speak English, we use English in this country, but if you were born in a Spanish-speaking country, then it would be based upon the Spanish alphabet. If you were born in Italy, it would be based upon the Italian alphabet. But basically, it's the numbers 1 through 9 and the alphabet. And each number means something. Each number has a list of attributes, both positive and negative. And depending on how spiritually inclined you may be or how human you may be, goes a long way in determining kind of what side of the ledger you're on energetically with the numbers, whether you're on the positive or the negative side. Most people tend to kind of split it down the middle. They exhibit some of the human characteristics of the number while also expressing some of the spiritual aspects of it, the spiritual aspects being the much more positive and fruitful, enlightening types of energy. And a chart is done based upon the spelling of your name and your birth date. That's the only two bits of information that are needed. The time is not necessary. And I emphasize the way your name is spelled on your birth certificate, because if your name is misspelled, that's what gets read. And if you were one of those individuals whom, when you were born, your parents didn't quite know what to name you, and your birth certificate says baby girl or female or baby boy, that's what would be read, because that's your imprint when you enter this plane. And in the context of that information, in the context of your name and your birthday, is everything there is about you, your talents, your abilities, your personality, your flaws, your lessons to be learned, your challenges to be overcome, the high points, the low points. And it's extremely accurate. You know, I'm in my 30th year with it, and it still astounds me how accurate numerology can be. Hello? Are you there?
Okay. I'm screening a couple calls in between here as we're talking to you, so sorry if I jump right back on there.
Okay, because I didn't hear anything, so I wasn't sure you were there again.
Nope, I wasn't at the moment. I was grabbing a couple of these calls here to get some information for them so that we can put them right on.
Okay.
When we get to that point. So, I did that. So then I also understand that you mentioned the name, and is it also the birthplace that helps determine some of the information as well?
I'm sorry, say that again. You're a little garbled again.
I said, is it the birthplace that also is
No, just the name and the birth date. Numerology doesn't care where you were born or what time you were born. It only matters what your name is and what your date of birth is. That's it. Those other things are more inclined for astrology.
Ah, okay. And then I had heard also that, you know, you're saying it's birth name that's actually there, not, you know, as you've gone through marriage and all that other information. Because that, you know, like you said, that some of that is with astrology and, you know, changes your personality, things like that. But we're working right with the actual birth information as we look at people's services today, correct?
Right, yeah, because your birth name energy never goes away. No matter how many times you change your name or what you may change it to, your birth name energy never goes away. It's the energy that your soul chose for you upon entering this plane because it knew it needed who it needed to be and what it needed to do. And again, that doesn't vary. It doesn't change. When you change your name, in essence, you're playing dress up. You're at a masquerade party pretending to be someone else. But again, that birth name energy is still beneath the costume. It creates, when you change your name, what you create for yourself is what's known as intrapersonal stress. The birth name energy and the energy of the assumed name may very well work in conflict with one another and create some difficulties for an individual internally, personally, that wouldn't be there if the name hadn't been changed.
Okay.
That's why I'm a huge advocate for ladies that if you're going to get married, keep your maiden name. And if you're going to get a divorce, make sure that you take your maiden name back. Reclaim yourself. There is no need to change your name. It's an antiquated ritual that dates back to a time when giving someone's name was a way to show ownership. And I think here in the 21st century, we don't need to be owned by anyone. And no one needs to go through the drama and upset that can be caused by having to deal with a duality of vibration or energy by changing your name.
Ah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay. Well, hey, ladies, hear that? We don't have to change our name. Michael said so. I'm just kind of jealous about that. But, you know, and that's what each person works for. She's right, you know, that different energy. I mean, it's just like to, you know, move around the United States where there's different energy and there's different places and you feel what actually feels like home. And so as, you know, as we go through life, hopefully with numerology and all any other information you pick up on this show and elsewhere, you can find your home purpose, your home work, home, whatever you like to call it, your dedication to the world and what you're sent here to be. So, so with you, now you said you were in food service. So when did you run the numbers on that as soon as you could, as soon as your sister was talking about that, or did you just kind of wait and say, well, this is where I'm parked right now, and what should I be doing, but I don't care because I'm here and this is kind of working?
I had been in food service since the age of 15. So when I was introduced to numerology, it certainly piqued my curiosity. My immediate thought wasn't to go sell my restaurant and jump into something else, but it was certainly something that I felt that I would work towards doing. And again, I, in the beginning years, I kind of dabbled with it. But I continued my studies, and as I got into the 90s, I really began to study more earnestly and work with it more regularly. And as I did that, the more I did that, the more I saw how much I somewhat innately knew and how effective I could be in speaking with people. It started to lay the groundwork for me moving my life towards being able to do it on a more regular full-time basis. It took some time. Life, kind of, as I say, kind of throws things in your path at times, and I was, for lack of a better word, diverted or distracted by other business pursuits throughout the years. But as I say, around, I finished my book in 2009, and around 2010, things came together. A business project, a business that I was in, I had to shut it down, and I came across a friend of mine who had started a publishing company. So I was able to get the book published and, again, dedicate myself towards working with numerology, introducing it to the masses, and helping as many people as I can. Hello? Hello? I'm still here, are you?
I am.
Okay. All right. You keep fading out to nothing, so.
I am.
Okay.
Actually, I probably was nothing for the moment.
Okay.
Jumping in the mountain. Trying to blog talk radio to figure out if there's anything, you know, what's going on with their system again, and why this is fading and all that fun stuff. So,
okay.
In the chat and trying not to have the keys heard. So as soon as I hear you guys slowing down, I try to jump back on. Well, how about if we, you want to grab a couple readings and then we'll maybe come and do a couple more questions for you and have you talk
sure.
a little more about this?
Yeah, and we'll
okay.
do we'll just do birth dates with people,
okay.
without doing full readings on the air because it takes too much time to set that stuff up.
Okay, I'm getting them as I'm pulling them on the phone. Do you want me to throw them in the chat room to you on the private chat, or do you?
No, you can give
like
it to me. You can give it to me verbally. That's okay.
Okay, sounds good. Well, the first person we're going to bring on the air here is Kathy. Hi, Kat. Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good.
What's your birthday?
December 13th,
1953. Okay. All right. You have a 7 life path. 7 in numerology is the seeker. So there's a part of your life that's very much interested in learning and discovering. And as an extension of that, it's very important for you and beneficial to you that you share whatever you learn with other people. There's a natural skepticism with 7. So chances are very good that your favorite question is why. You would be an individual who doesn't necessarily take anything for face value. And you don't really accept the simple answer. When you were a kid, if your mother told you to clean your room and you would say, why? And your mother would say, well, because I told you so. And you would say, yeah, okay, Ma, that's good. But why do I have to clean it? So you want explanation. You want understanding. You want meaning in things. Okay. 7 is also a number of the mathematician or the scientist or the writer or the teacher. Again, it's very, very intellectually and spiritually curious name. And in your case, you're a 16-7. So there's a, this is a somewhat karmic, a very karmic lifetime for you. Now, we all lead karmic lives. But with the 17, there's a lot of stuff that you're going to go through in this lifetime that was perhaps carried over from a previous lifetime. So some of your encounters with other people may very well have kind of a strong energy about them. And what it is you came together again in this lifetime to sort out and finish up what may have been brought forth from a previous life. Now, with the seven, it's very... there can be a very dark side to a seven, so you need to be careful. You need to be comfortable with yourself because the dark side of the seven can be addictive behavior. So you just need to be careful that you're fully informed and fully engaged in that which you participate in. But you also have a very somewhat magnetic personality. You have a tendency, you can attract people to you. Do you do any writing or anything like that?
No, but I am on my spiritual journey, and I read a lot of books.
Okay. And what kind of work do you do?
Well, I'm in IT right now.
Okay.
But I did Reiki, and I'd like to do some other type of healing.
Okay. And are you considering a career change?
In another year, yeah.
And that's exactly the timing. You're currently in a 13-4 personal year. Now, in numerology, you go through a series of nine-year cycles that just consistently repeat. And a nine-year cycle, the analogy I always use is to think of it as a garden. In a 1 year, you plant the garden. In the eighth and ninth years, you reap what you have sown. And in the years in between, you kind of have to follow the program so you can, in fact, reap what you have sown. So you're currently in a 13-4 personal year. So a 13-4 year, the underlying four shows that this is a year that you want to kind of create some organization and a solid foundation for moving forward. The 13-4 indicates that this is a transitional time. This is a time of life and death, not so much in the physical sense, but in the sense of the snake shedding its skin. It's clearing stuff out and making decisions as you move forward so you can transition and transform into what it is you would truly like to be. At your birthday this year, you're going to go into a five personal year, which is definitely a year of change. So I would certainly encourage you, Kathy, that if you want to make this jump or this change in career, that you take these next 2 years because this is the perfect time to do it. And if you do, in fact, put into effect the changes and things that are necessary for you to make that career change, at your birthday in 2015, you'll go into a six personal year, which is a year of service to others.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Okay.
That is so perfect, yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Now, there's a couple other things here with your chart. There's a part of numerology that's known as the challenges. The challenges come out of the birth date. These are the obstacles, the issues in life. These are the obstacles to wholeness. These can really be things that are quite problematic, situations and whatnot. In many instances, this is the type of situation that could conceivably send someone into therapy. So they need to be looked at. They need to be addressed. And for you, you have a six-lifetime challenge. So I must tell you that, Kathy, you're not always right.
I agree.
Okay. You have a tendency at times to be very dogmatic with things. You have a tendency to dig your heels in and become almost the immovable force with things. So it's very important for you that you learn to allow others to express themselves, and more importantly, that you are broad-minded and receptive enough to change your mind. That you allow others to present to you information that you can incorporate into your being and perhaps change course or change thought patterns accordingly.
Okay.
The other thing with that six lifetime challenge is you need to be very careful of codependent relationships.
Okay.
Six is a number that has a tendency to attract people with problems.
Yeah, you got that right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what happens in your relationship sometimes is you get into these situations that are, you know, I can't live without you. It becomes passive aggressive. It becomes somewhat ugly in a very subtle way at times.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very important that you're very clear-headed and clear-minded going into any relationships with people and that you build your relationships on a healthy foundation as opposed to one of need.
Okay.
You have a one challenge in the first position. Did you come out of a home that was somewhat authoritarian?
Not really.
Now, did you have some difficulties with the authority when you were young?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't like to be told what to do.
Right. Well, and my mother was one to tell me that all the time.
Right. And in your late, throughout your 30s, you may have been a period of time in your life you were quite a party girl.
Not that much.
No? Was there some situations in your life that restricted your freedom?
Probably living at home.
Okay, there you go. And then your third challenge is a four. So you also need to be very careful of control issues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you need to be careful of attempting to be controlling with other people.
Right.
And because conversely, what you will also do is attract you people who are controlling. And you're going to be in these constant battles of will in attempting to assert yourself. And for you, that's amplified even more by your insistence that you're always right. So I always like to quote the Beatles in this situation, let it be. You just need to learn to let it be. You need to learn to let people be themselves, be who they are. If you don't agree with them, you don't agree with them, that's fine. But don't work to force others into your way of seeing or doing things because that may not necessarily work.
I've learned that already, so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you so much. That was great.
You're welcome. Well, thank you. I think Cindy, we've lost Cindy here, I believe.
Okay. Well, she'll be back. She might be screening calls.
She lost her connection is the message I got. Cindy, you there? Okay, I guess the show is mine here for a bit. So, are you, Kathy, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Are you currently going to school to, or taking classes to for your career change?
Taking classes, but I want to take another healing class, but I'm not sure which one yet.
Okay. Be careful that you don't attempt to do too much at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
My advice would be that you focus on one thing and kind of, master it before you go to look to add anything else to it.
Oh, okay. I've heard that before. Yeah.
You know, you have a great, again, intellectual and spiritual curiosity. So there's this part of you that wants to learn as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the other part of that, and especially coupled with that five challenge, which would still exercise itself, there may be a tendency at times to somewhat scatter your energies.
You're also right about the karmic part. That's how I feel, like I came back to like subtle things, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Take care of things in
right.
this lifetime.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, with the 16-7 lifetime also, life path also, you know, this can be a lifetime where there are always trials and tribulations and defeats, and perhaps you'll lose your material security. And you really want to track your your upsets in life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because a lot of your material or physical upsets are really going to be outward manifestations of emotional things that are troubling you.
Mm-hmm.
So if things are not going well in your external world, then it's a very good indication that there's some inner stuff that you need to be looking at.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we had a conversation about getting rid of stuff. Yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, because I like to hang on to my stuff.
Yeah, well, again, with that 16-7, you know, there's a part of it that has to do with loss.
Ah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, the 7 is the seeker. Again, it's there, and also there's somewhat of a hermetic quality to a 7. 7s have a tendency to withdraw. They tend at times to not want to engage externally. And really, you know, we're spiritual beings here. We're not here to see how much we can accumulate. We're not here to see how much money we can gain and how many things we can buy. So those losses when it comes to things on the material plane are very much the universe telling you that you're off track.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that it's more important for you to focus and dedicate yourself to the learning, you know, the ascetic individual, the person who doesn't need a lot of material stuff to exist, because you're so tuned in and connected to the universe that, you know, the material stuff is kind of very much secondary.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay, do you meditate at all?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. That's a good vibration for you. And also, again, a 7. 7s tend to be more country people than city.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know, you're much more, and also keeping that in mind, knowing that when things may not be going well for you, or you're feeling a little disconnected, I would certainly encourage you to spend some time in nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do like to get outside.
Yeah, go out there and reconnect with the world and in all its glory, and, you know, kind of remind yourself that, you know, the new car and the new house isn't what it's really all about.
Yeah, I just got to train myself to do that.
Right. But you'll learn if you put your mind to it.
Yeah.
You'll learn it. So,
is
Cindy, Cindy back? Are you there, Cindy?
What is she doing?
I don't know. She lost her phone.
Oh.
And I have no way to take another caller.
I'm here.
Okay.
I just had to find my phone number.
Okay.
I'm on Skype and went down and all that. So, yep, was just waiting for you to, I was hearing you talk about her lovely number 7, which a lot of people enjoy.
Okay.
So
Kathy, thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you. It was a great reading.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kathy. Appreciate it. Let's see. Let's give you Georgette.
Hello?
Welcome.
Hi, here. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Georgette. Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio.
Thank you, Cindy.
And what's
so
your
Michael,
birthday,
my birthday,
Georgette?
Is 7/17/1958.
Okay. I have another friend who has that birthday.
Oh.
So, okay. You have a 2 life path. 2 in numerology is, 2 is the worker, in the sense that the 2 is the individual who helps other people complete their goals and complete their tasks. 2 is a number about partnership, about relationship, and because your life path is a 20 over a 2, zero isn't a number in numerology, but when it shows up in a number such as 10 or 20 or 30, then it shows that it's a transitional lifetime on the level of the first digit. So for you, this is a lifetime that's very much a transitional lifetime in the realm of partnership and relationship.
How do you mean transitional?
Well, perhaps in previous lifetimes, you didn't do especially well with relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a lifetime where you're going to have be afforded the opportunity to make things work. Now, that doesn't mean that your situations may not be a little trying at times, but understand that there's lessons there to learn and there are things that you can incorporate into yourself that in the long run, in the big picture, will certainly benefit you as your soul progresses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Twos are also, they have great appreciation for things of beauty. There's a great sensitivity and perhaps a shyness. Are you shy?
I was when I was younger, yes.
Okay, and does it still show up at times?
At times, yes.
Yeah. And do you like to dance?
I love to dance.
Okay, yeah. Twos have a natural grace of movement.
Mm-hmm.
They great appreciation for things of beauty, be it art or music or whatever. You have a good eye for appraisal.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part of you that someone has an innate ability to understand and know the value of something.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's antiques or artwork or whatever the case may be, there's just kind of, it's almost a natural inclination for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. What kind of work do you do?
At the moment, I'm doing professional chef services.
Doing what? I'm sorry.
Professional chef.
Oh, okay.
Meal preparation in people's homes. I go to people's homes and prepare meals for them.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. I was a chef for a long time, almost 30 years.
Wow.
And how is your patience?
It has, you know, definitely grown since I've had kids. So over the last 20 years, I would say
okay.
I'm better in that department than I used to be.
Okay, because your lifetime challenges it too, which is an indication that the challenge there is one of learning patience and tolerance and sensitivity towards others. Now, it's
okay.
Interesting for you because you have a two life path. You have at least two twos in the spelling of your name. So, how do I put this? You have the tools to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to learn how to use them and implement them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Were you a bit of a tomboy at all when you were young?
No, I can't say that.
Okay. And you also have a one challenge in the first position. Did you come out of an authoritarian background?
Yes.
Yeah. And did you also have difficulties with authority when you were young?
I don't know that I had difficulties, but I definitely wanted to be independent sooner rather than later.
Right. And you certainly didn't like to be told what to do.
Yes, that's it for sure.
Mm-hmm. Your second challenge is a three, which would show that, now challenges cover specific periods of time. The lifetime challenge covers your entire life. The three sub-challenges cover particular periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
But the three, it's within that period of that time frame that it's most important that you overcome the challenge, but they can be applied throughout. So your three challenge shows that there's some issue around self-esteem and self-expression.
Mm-hmm.
You may not necessarily feel as good about yourself as you should or could, and it's perhaps you have a difficult time expressing yourself. The basic lesson for the three challenges is to find your voice.
Yeah.
It's important for you to understand and appreciate that what you have to say and what you have to offer has meaning and value, and that you should not be reticent in expressing yourself. It's conceivable that, you know, you have been surrounded with people who perhaps told you to be quiet. You don't know what you're talking about.
When I was younger, that's true.
Yeah. So you need to banish that voice to the wilderness and step into yourself and be comfortable with expressing yourself. Mm-hmm. And if people don't want to hear it, they don't want to hear it. That doesn't mean you need to be quiet.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So
and,
if you had to choose a career of all the numbers that you've seen, what kinds of things would you be telling me?
Well, if it was a career, again, you're the type of person who helps others implement. Where the one is the initiator, the one is the idea person, the one is the person who gets things going. The two is the individual that helps that individual accomplish that which they set out to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of the second person, the assistant, the person behind the scenes who really makes the engine run.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but again, it can also be things in the realm of dance, art, music, that type of stuff. Twos can also be politicians or diplomats. You're very twos are very fair-minded.
Mm-hmm.
You would make a good mediator because you have a real good ability to hear both sides of the story.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I wouldn't be surprised that if in your work environment that there's not occasion where people come to you to settle a dispute between two others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you could be a what kind of work? You could be a teacher. Twos are very detailed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you'd be a good accountant. Things like that. Things that need attention to detail and need follow through is very much the world of the two.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh.
And now you are in a 22-4 personal year. So again, as I said earlier, you go through a series of 9-year cycles in your life. The 22 fits in where the 4 would be. So the underlying 4 shows that this is a year to create some structure and some foundation, some organization for whatever plans you may be working on. The 22 shows that you need to work grandly for the big picture. 22 is very much a number of big projects and big things. 22 is the second master number in numerology. It's known as the master builder. The 22 energy is the energy that helps to construct the new world. So this is a year. Are you involved in any projects or anything?
Well, like I said, I didn't say. I started this personal chef business just maybe a month ago.
Okay. And do you do anything else other than that? Are you involved in any spiritual groups or any type of organization?
Oh, no. Well, I'm involved in spiritual groups to the extent that I attend, let's say, the groups and the meetings. But, you know, I'm not involved in any, I mean, I think I hear what you're saying. I'm not involved, I don't seem to be anyway, in my mind, involved in any particular project in that regard. However, there's talk around projects of, you know, there's a new kind of home where my friends or my tribe is involved in innovating right now. And in my mind, I keep thinking that, you know, my mind goes in that direction about this home and how, you know, the kinds of pieces and beauty and the way it's structured and the feeling of walking into that home because of all of the components that are in that home without giving out any too much information. But it really is a new kind of home. And, you know, it's almost like the vibration is so high that, you know, people will benefit just by being in the vibration of the home.
Well, then I would certainly encourage you, especially this year, to to kind of get involved with that as much as you can, because you energetically you have the ability to kind of push things forward and to create some level of success or attract enough attention to it that perhaps the assistance that is necessary will come to be.
Oh, because of the 22?
Yes.
Mm.
Okay. Mm. It's also a good year for travel.
Okay.
Possibly internationally.
Ooh.
And this is also a year where you can gain some recognition for your work. So that project there sounds like something that my sense here is that if you got involved in it and really put your imprint on it, that you could be recognized for that which you offer to it.
Okay, even though it may be somewhat of a new project that I haven't had much going on in the past with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. All right, now the other thing with the 22, and this applies really to all master numbers, is it's very important with a master number energy, wherever it is and whatever is being done, that the energy is directed outward. Okay, master numbers do not look kindly upon things that are done for our ego or self reward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The
mm-hmm.
rewards of the master number energy come from doing for the greater good,
mm-hmm.
and through that the rewards will come. But if you set out to, I'm doing this because I'm going to benefit, chances are good it'll backfire.
Hmm. I feel that. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great information.
All right. And. You know, just your first name, you do have 2 7s in the spelling of your name. So, again, that 7, it makes you very intelligent. But at times, you really need to learn to trust your intuition. You need to learn to trust your gut. Because one of the worst-case scenarios for the 7, and Kathy, if you're still listening, this also applies. 7s have a tendency, again, they question things.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's important that when you ask a question, that when you get the answer, you're comfortable with your answer, because the worst case scenario for the 7 is it asks a question, gets an answer, and then questions the answer. And it ends up with this kind of dog chasing its tail energy where nothing is ever settled upon. And that's where it's very important that you trust your intuition, you trust your gut. If it feels right to you, then go with it.
Okay.
7s have a tendency to overthink.
So overanalyzing.
Right. And what
laughing.
I always tell clients is, rather than ask yourself, what do I think about this, ask yourself, how do I feel about it?
Ooh, okay.
Okay,
good.
Because when you ask, what do I think about it, you're engaging in left-brained activity.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask, what do I feel about this, you're engaging in right-brain activity, which is the intuitive knowing side.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask a question, Michael?
Sure.
Does the year that my personal year have anything to do, 22-4, with relationships, or is it all about outward expression and not about relationships?
Have you started a relationship this year?
I'm in a relationship, actually.
Oh, okay.
I've been in one, yeah.
And for how long?
Well, we've been living together for a little over 2 years, so it's really been that, you know, a committed type of thing for 2 years.
Okay, so from the sounds of it, then you started this relationship right around either, when did this begin?
Right around July of 2012. You mean all together, when did it begin, when we met each other?
Well, when did the relationship begin? Right around your birthday in 2012?
Well, yeah, the committed part of the relationship began then, but we started the relationship, around 2011.
Okay, so you began this in the time frame of your first and second, your 1 year personal year and your two personal year. One's a good year to begin things, obviously, it's the beginning number. And two is a good year for relationship because two is about partnership.
Uh-huh. And he's a two as well.
When's his birthday?
11/11/1960.
Okay, he has an 11 life path. He's very intuitive.
Yes.
Okay. The only thing here would be, let's see, 22. Well, he's an 11 person. Oh, it's interesting. He's an 11 personal year, and you're in a 22 personal year. Are you working on something together?
Yes. This project I mentioned is something he's intimately involved with as well.
Okay, because with that 11, he's somewhat of a visionary.
Yes, he is.
And it's important for him. He's the intuitive, inspirational teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But because he's an 11 personal year and you're in a 22 personal year, whatever this project is, energetically, the two of you combined bring a lot to the program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the only thing with him is he has a 5 challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So he can be a little restless at times.
Uh-huh.
Okay? He needs to learn to focus. He needs to learn to follow
Correct.
Through on things.
Correct.
Because he can get bored very easily.
Mm-hmm.
And when he does that, he has a tendency to drift or to bail on things because the next bright, shiny thing attracts
okay.
his attention.
We talk about that a lot.
Yeah. So balance and focus are two very key things for him.
Well, it seems like I have what he seems to want to work on.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
And again, combined, you could be a powerful force there. You both have a 2 life path to a certain degree. His is an 11 over 2.
Right.
So there's a lot to be learned there, and you both could add a lot to whatever you're involved in and also to others' lives.
And together, it's a good relationship? Is that what you're saying?
Well, based on your life path. Now, I'd have to see the full chart to let you know. One of the mm-hmm. things that numerology can delineate is I offer relationship compatibility charts. These are actually written charts. You can order them off my website. But if I take your full chart, all your major numbers, and his, the difference in your major numbers are the issues that will become problematic in the relationship.
Mm.
Okay? Because there's different approaches and whatnot. So let's just say you have, a 5 soul urge and he has a 4. Well, the difference there is a 1. So there would be differences revolving around individuality and the approach to who you are as an individual.
Oh,
you're kind
okay.
of, the 5 would be very free-spirited. And I just pulled these numbers out of the air. They don't necessarily apply to you. But the 5 would be this very free-spirited kind of scattershot approach. Let's try anything and everything. And the 4 very much has a rule book and a guidebook that must be followed step by step. So
right.
the conflict would come from the 5 wanting to let's just wing it. And the 4 saying, no, let's write out a plan. Let's make sure we're both on the same page.
Well, you've just described us now.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right.
This is very insightful. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Cindy. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we've got you got about another half a dozen people in here, so probably stick to whatever we can on your purpose or whatever you however you want to handle that, but just letting you know. And
okay.
I'm going to bring in Barbara here for your next caller. Hi, Barbara. Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
Hi, Michael, Barbara.
Hello.
Yep. And what's your birthday?
February 20th, 1956.
Okay. You have a seven life path. So somewhat similar to what I said to Kathy earlier, only yours is a straight seven. You wouldn't necessarily have the trials and tribulations that Kathy may have encountered in her lifetime. But again, seven is the seeker. Seven is the number of the mathematician, the scientist, the researcher, the analyst, the teacher, the writer. But again, seeking, looking to better understand the universe in which you live, your part in it. And it's very important, again, that you have this great intellectual, spiritual curiosity. So you probably like to read a lot. You probably like to absorb knowledge. It's very important that you share what you learn with others. All right? There's a part of you that's somewhat of a dreamer, but your attraction is probably pretty strong to the mystical side of life.
Yeah.
Are you psychic?
I'm pretty intuitive.
Yeah. You really need to work on developing that to the best of its ability.
That's the goal in the later half of the life. That is the goal.
Okay, because you do have a real gift there. So you need to learn to trust it. As I said to the earlier callers, you need to learn to trust your intuition. You need to learn to not question it. One of the best ways to develop your intuitive abilities is to learn to not engage in left brain activity when you are in that space.
Okay.
Okay. Let's say you get a sense of something about someone. Rather than ask, what do you mean by that when you're talking to your guide or whatever, the question should be, what else do I need to know here? What else do I need to see? Because when you ask what do you mean by that, again, you're now working out of a left brain energy, a left brain activity, and anytime you're in your left brain, your ego is participating.
Okay.
Okay, so you need to learn to kind of shed that ego part of yourself and know that you know and trust what you know and allow yourself to be a free and open channel for the dissipation of whatever it is that comes to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. I actually had to, like, shut down because I was getting so – somebody else told me this, that you really need to – I'm like an antenna.
Right. Yeah,
so,
you're an empath.
Right, so it gets exhausting, and I couldn't figure out, because I'm a pretty high-energy person, and I couldn't figure out why I'm always, like, so tired or dragging, and he said, are you shutting down? And I'm like, well, no, and he goes, well, that's your problem. You need to shut down, and so once I did, I wasn't getting all the intuitive hits, however, I wasn't as tired either.
Right. Well, you need to make sure, yeah, balance would certainly be a key thing for you.
Uh-huh.
And you also, again, without knowing your entire chart, if you have a great sensitivity to others, then you would have a propensity to be very susceptible to the energy around you.
Yeah, I am. That's what, yeah, exactly, right.
So that's where you're right. You do need to find a way to separate it. One of the things I would certainly advise you to do is don't ever provide information for free. Okay? The reason being, when you have that kind of a gift, whatever it may be, whether it's me with numerology or an astrologer or a psychic, whatever the case may be, there's a reason we charge for our services.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because you need to make it transaction-based so you can create a separation.
Oh.
If you just do for others just because it comes to you and you find a need to share it, without it being a transaction, you really lay yourself open to taking on and absorbing their stuff.
Very well. That's interesting.
Okay, so again, when you make it a transaction, then you kind of create that separation for yourself.
It makes sense. When it's a business deal, and it's on a contractual basis, it takes the emotion out of it. So I totally understand what you're saying.
Right. And it is a way to keep yourself, for lack of a better word, isolated from absorbing too much of others' energies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, people think you're a little aloof at times.
Yes.
Yeah. And sevens are like that. I mean, don't take it personally. It's common for a seven energy to be stuck, be considered to be stuck up or to be considered to be a little aloof. But the fact of the matter is sevens are very introspective. They're very internal. And a seven is not a person who sits around and just shares themselves with others for the sake of sharing. Okay, you share yourself on your terms and in your time. And when you're surrounded by nosy people who want to know what's going on and you either block them out or don't answer them or tell them it's none of their business, of course, the human condition immediately brands you as being stuck up or whatever the case may be. That's not the case. It's just who you are.
Right.
When you're comfortable, you'll share. When you're not comfortable, you won't. It's the way you are. It's who you are. And you're probably comfortable with it. Others may not be, but that's their problem, not yours.
That's right.
Okay. But you have a great understanding of human nature. You do have a great ability to dig below the surface and see things for what they truly are. And again, Barbara, it's very important that you develop that to the best of your ability, to its fullest potential.
That's what I really want to do. That's what I feel that my purpose, I don't know, what is my purpose? Because that's what I feel.
Sevens are teachers. Sevens are you know, again, you're a disseminator of information.
Mm-hmm.
So something along those lines, teaching, writing, research, analysis, metaphysical, the occult world, all of that is right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And you're in an 11 personal year, which you went into at your birthday. Personal years do go birthday to birthday. So this is certainly a year that would lend itself to more fully developing your gifts.
Mhm. Mhm. That's what I want to do. That's what I'm working at, you know.
Okay. And one final thing, your lifetime challenge is a one, so your biggest challenge in life is to learn to stand on your own two feet.
Well, I think I've mastered that pretty well.
Okay, well, you can master it at any age.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you that that's your biggest challenge in life, your lifetime challenge, is learning to stand on your own two feet, learning to be who you are and accepting of who you are in the face of whatever opposition may arise.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yep.
All right.
Do you see where I would reach my, I want to say pinnacle, I don't know, I'm trying to think of the word, to bring my intuition, like, as a full-time business?
Well, you entered your final cycle in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And your final cycle is a three. Three in numerology is about creativity. It's about creative self-expression. So this would certainly be the time in your life to allow yourself to express yourself accordingly.
Okay.
And three is about words written or spoken.
Mm-hmm.
So this is certainly the period of time where, and actually, you just went, in February, you just went into the second year of your current 9-year cycle. So I would certainly encourage you to do what you can to really get that going now.
Okay. I'll make it more of a concerted effort. I'll be more diligent.
Okay.
You know, and working on it, because it's really been kind of gnawing at me since 2012, and I went through a lot of shifts and changes and losses, and oh my God, it was just like one thing after another, and it's turned out okay. As far as I can see, I think it's been a great shift. It's been a great shift. Going through it the whole time wasn't always the best.
Well, just pay attention.
Yeah.
But and look at it this way. If someone came to you and put forth that question to you, what would you tell them?
Oh, time frame? Oh. The number 3 comes up. My gut tells me the number 3. So I don't know if that's 3 months, 3 years, you know.
Well, again, you're in a 3 cycle. You're from now until the day you die, you're in a 3 cycle.
Yeah, so
again, if someone came to you and said, you know, I want to do this, you would tell them to move forward with it. So follow your own counsel.
Yeah, I would, yeah, definitely, yeah. You know,
okay.
I thought it was just interesting, the one of the caller, not the last lady, but the lady before, she was also a 7 life path, and things that you said to her, because I was extraordinarily shy as a child. I always had to ask it when I was younger, why? Constantly. I would never take anything at face value. In careers, I did financial analysis, which was great because I love digging into the books and seeing, okay, what's here?
Right.
You know, so all those things that you said for the 7, it really... it came true. It was. I could really resonate with it.
That's because that's who you are.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just pursue that. You have the ability to learn whatever you need to learn. You have great ability to find the information that's necessary for you to make right decisions and right progress in your life. Use your abilities accordingly.
Let me ask you this. Is there anybody as far as a love interest?
Well, you're in an 11-2 year, so the underlying 2 would show that this is a good year for relationship. So it's possible this year. I tend to not make those kind of predictions, but it's conducive to it this year for sure. The thing is with the 7, you're going to have to find someone who understands you and is willing to accept the fact that there are times where you will just withdraw into your cave.
I know. They just don't get it.
They will.
You know.
The more comfortable you become with yourself,
and I
the
mean,
more likely you are to attract to you someone who also understands.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Barbara, we got a bunch more calls on the line. Can I suggest that maybe you get a hold of Michael on through his website or through his Facebook?
Sure.
If you're going to get some other questions for him, so then we can get a couple other callers on here. Hey, Michael, why don't you tell us how to get a hold of you? Well, since I'm mentioning that, and then we'll bring the next caller on.
My website is MichaelJohnFierro.com, all one word. On there, there's information about me. You can purchase my book. You know your name. Look up your numbers. You can schedule a reading or order a compatibility report or whatever. All the information is on there. And you can also find me on Facebook. My book has a page. You know your name. Look up your numbers. And my business page is Michael John Fierro - numerologist.
Great. Thank you. And we're going to bring on Amber. And we've got... The phones are now lit up, so you got a whole bunch of calls sitting here. We'll see
okay,
if we can
so
get
we'll
to
make
them.
These quick then, okay.
What happens, so. Okay, Amber, welcome to Purpose Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
So my
When's
birthday
your birthday?
Is November 18th, 1988.
Okay. All right. So you have a one life path. You have a one life path, Amber. So you're a leader, not a follower. You are one that is very much the initiator. It's the idea person. It's the person who gets things going. You probably have a head full of ideas and projects, and you're very good at getting things started. You may not necessarily be great at getting things finished. So it's important that whatever you do, you make sure you have a team around you that can help you bring it to the finish line. Ones are much better served working for themselves. If you do work for someone, chances are very good that you would gravitate into some sort of a management or supervisory capacity because, again, you like to be at the front of the class, not the back. All right? You can be very strong-minded, very purpose-driven. You need to be careful of being too dogmatic or too authoritarian with people. You need to somewhat be a compassionate leader. But again, you have great ability to persevere and move through life. And because it's a 28-1, there's great possibilities for your life. You should be a relatively ambitious individual who's willing to take the lead and take responsibility for things. What kind of work do you do?
The moment I'm a waitress, but starting, I have so many ideas in my head of what I would like to put in motion in the near future. So I got to follow through.
Okay. Well, you're going to go into a 9 personal year at your birthday. So my advice, the 9 personal year, which is the final year of the cycle, is a year to clean things up in your life, to rid yourself of those things and situations and conditions that don't serve you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, some of this stuff you're going to need to be very proactive on and get rid of. Some of it's going to drop off on its own. But it's important that you take the advantage of that 9 personal year, which, again, begins at your birthday, and clear the decks. Wipe the board clean of as much stuff that doesn't serve you as possible, because anything you carry forward that doesn't serve you will exacerbate. If you think it's bad now, it's going to get worse. Because once you go through your 9 year and you clear all that out, when you go to your birthday in 2015, when you enter your one personal year, that's a perfect time to get things going. So find your strongest idea, the thing that resonates most with you, and put it together in a plan and get it moving after your birthday in 2015.
All right, with the whole 9, can I just say real quick, I'm planning on breaking up with my boyfriend and, like, moving. I'm in the midst of trying to find a new place to live at the moment.
Okay.
So.
Well, you're in your 8th personal year, but you're only a few months away from your birthday. So personal years, you start to feel in 6 to 8 weeks before they actually show up. So your timing is right. Again, if it's not working for you, get rid of it.
Right.
All right. Just a couple other things. One, you have a 6 lifetime challenge. 2 things. One, be very careful of the codependent relationships.
Uh-huh.
And 2, you're not always right. Okay?
Okay.
Allow others. And did you come out of a family where there were some addictions?
Yes.
Okay. And did you ever struggle with that?
I dabbled in it. I can honestly say that I've never been addicted.
Okay.
I've never gone through withdrawal or anything.
Okay. Well, because there's a possibility that it could become a problem for you, but many times coming out of that environment gives us enough self-awareness to know that we don't want to fall into that abyss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you have a 7 challenge in the first position, which would show the chance of very, very strong that you came out of a family where someone had some addictions. And because you have a 6 challenge lifetime and in the 3rd position, many of your codependent relationships will come out of some addictive-driven behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful of getting involved with the alcoholic or the guy with the drug problem or the gambler.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Put you back on hold there. All right. Your next caller is Tina. Hi, Tina. Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio. Tina, are you there? Well, I think we'll put Tina back on hold for the moment.
Okay.
And we will jump up here. Yvette was waiting. No, actually, we've got Kathy next. I'm sorry. Kathy's next on this. Hello,
okay.
Kathy. Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hello, Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Michael. I'm doing great today. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And your birthday?
Is July 15, 1949.
July 15, 1-5?
Yes.
Okay. All right, you have a 9 life path. Nine in numerology is the philanthropist. Nine is a very altruistic, philanthropic, compassionate, and tolerant number. If nines didn't exist, then we would all kill one another. The energy of the nine is one of great compassion and understanding and looking to bring things together. Nine also encompasses all of the previous numbers. So although it has its own characteristics and attributes, it also incorporates all of the attributes of the numbers 1 through 8.
Hmm.
All right? Now, there's a tendency with the nine at times to be very idealistic, perhaps overly idealistic. So you need to be careful with that. Nines have a tendency at times to go through life with the rose-colored glasses on. And you may have a tendency at times to somewhat put people on a pedestal because you see them at their very optimal, at the best that they can be. Doesn't necessarily mean that that's where they're operating, but that's how you see them. So what happens with a nine many times is they have a tendency to set themselves up for some disappointment because they're expecting the ideal and they don't get it. So it's very important that you temper your idealism with reality. Okay?
People have told me that many times.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised. okay. But again, nine, you know, there's that kind of, nine is just, it's about the world. Okay? And with a nine, your life is more about others than it is about yourself.
Yes.
All right. But that's who you chose to be here. So don't have any upset or regret about that. Do what you can to bring light and love into the world and to those around you. Your rewards will come through that. A nine is very much a selfless lifetime.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so as long as you're comfortable with that and move forward with that accordingly, then you'll be fine. All right? You are currently in your final cycle of life, which is a 5. So you will not be a sedentary old woman. The fact that your final cycle in life is a 5 indicates that it should be an active period, and you should do whatever you can to get out there and experience the world, travel. Immerse yourself in different ethnicities and different cultures. Expose yourself to the grandeurs of the world. Expose yourself to as much experience as you can. It'll be very fulfilling for you, and it will kind of bring to a culmination your entire life.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Okay. And you're currently in a 2 personal year. So, again, this is a year to work in concert with others. It's a year to, you know, it's a good year for perhaps developing a relationship, but certainly working with others, getting involved in groups and organizations where you can add your 2 cents and bring some benefit to that group is certainly a conducive thing for you.
Oh, that's awesome. Because that's exactly what I'm wanting to do.
Okay, there you go then. Go out and do it.
Excellent.
That is awesome.
Well, we'll get to hear a little bit more from Kathy next week because she will be our guest next week too.
Okay.
So, awesome.
Great. Thank you so much,
Great.
Michael.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Have a great day.
Okay. Next, we have Evelyn here. Hello, Evelyn. Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
And your birthday?
August
17th, 1982.
August 17th,
1982? Yes, correct. Okay. All right. You also have a 9 life path, so everything that I just told Kathy applies to you. Although you're an 18-9, well, so was she. So, Kathy, if you're still listening, this is some additional information for you. The 18-9 indicates that you're probably a very active person with a pretty decent imagination. You're a person who has very intense emotions and feelings, and they come from really the deepest part of who you are. Are you an active dreamer?
I have been lately. I do dream, yes. Yes.
And you have the ability to recall your dreams?
Yes, I do, and I record them actually.
Okay, that's good, because there's information there that is probably very beneficial for you. When you were a kid, did you have some nightmares?
No, I think it's my ex-boyfriend is visiting me, so I'm just kind of like recording them to see if I could get any messages from him.
Okay, but I'm saying when you were a young child, did you experience nightmares?
Oh, I don't know. I don't recall.
Okay.
I have hardly any recollection of my childhood. I don't remember much.
Okay. With the 18-9, it's very important that you take care of yourself. Make sure you take care of your body, take care of your health. You need rest. Again, this applies to you also, Kathy, previous caller. Rest, exercise, fresh air, sunlight, you know, spend some time in nature, hiking, climbing, whatever the case may be. But it's very important that you have some level of physical activity in your life. And, again, take care of yourself.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, and there's also part of you that's very attuned to nature, so you can draw great benefit from being out in the world. And the healthier you can be, the more your intuitive abilities will develop.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know if I have any intuitive abilities.
We all have intuitive ability. It's allowing it to come to the fore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Again, a lot of times it's just learning to. Do you ever get feelings about things?
I want to say yes and no. I don't know if it's me making them up in my mind. But yes and no. It's an odd way to explain it.
All right, well, the next time you get a strong sense of something or a strong signal from something, pay attention to it.
Okay.
Don't question it. Allow it to kind of develop. Okay? Again, stay away from left-brain questions when you get these impressions, because that's the easiest way to slam the door on.
And I think that's what I do. I do the left-brain thing.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
And that's the easiest way to shut down intuitive ability. You also have an ability to be somewhat of a natural healer. What kind of work do you do?
I'm a teacher.
A teacher?
I teach small children. Yes.
Okay.
But I've thought about learning Reiki. It's just in the back of my mind, and that's something I would like to do.
I would strongly urge you to pursue that.
Okay.
You may find that you have a gift for it.
Okay.
So, and again, there's a part of you that is somewhat of a natural healer. And you do have the power to heal. So I would certainly encourage you to learn some sort of healing modality, whatever it may be. But Reiki would probably be right up your alley, because my sense here is that you've got a pretty strong ability to to do well at that.
Well, thank you. That's been
okay. And also, at your birthday in 2 weeks, you're going to go into a 5-personal year. So you can expect some changes.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a new job, might be a move. This would be a year for travel, for adventure, for excitement, for experience. But you can certainly anticipate some changes coming your way. Embrace them when they show up. Do not resist them.
Okay.
Because if you resist them, you're going to maybe miss opportunities that would be of benefit to you.
Okay.
Okay, and one
That's
final
great.
Thing, you have a 6-lifetime challenge. Seems to be a big theme here today. You're not always right.
I know. Although I wish I was.
You're not always right, and then beware of the codependency.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
I wish you well.
Thank you much, Michael. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Okay. Next, we're going to put Yvette on here. Yeah, there is a common theme there, the codependency and the trusting your instinct and at the same time don't think you're always right. Wow. Okay. Well, we'll have to work that in the affirmation for today.
Right. 3 of the callers so far have had the 6-lifetime challenge. So.
Yeah. Hi, Yvette. Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
Very well. And yourself?
I'm awesome. My name is Yvette, and my birthday is 10/26/76.
Okay. Is it Yvette with a Y or an I?
With a Y.
Okay. All right. You have a 5 life path. So the 5, yours is a 14-5, so the 5 life path this is a very experiential lifetime for you. It's a lifetime filled with adventure and excitement. You have a tendency to get bored easily, so it's important that you find those things that really hold your attention and follow through on them. Because the prototypical 5 who does get bored easily can very easily have a house full of unfinished projects. Right? Mm. 5s are innately curious. Depending on the spelling of your entire name, 5 energy can lend itself to what is diagnosed as ADD. Numerologically, to me, it's just an overabundance of curiosity. But 5s need to keep moving. 5s need the excitement and the adventure of life. You need to be careful of overindulging in pleasures of the senses. I call 5 the sex, drugs, and rock and roll number because it has very strong affinity to the 5 senses.
Uh-huh.
And you need to be cautious in times of upset or duress that you do not fall into overindulging either in food or alcohol or drugs or promiscuity or anything else that is a sensual pleasure.
Okay.
Okay. What kind of work do you do?
I own a bakery.
Okay. Well, 5 has a lot to do with food because 5, let's face it, food is one of the sensual pleasures. 5 is a good number for people in the food service industry, and I would certainly include a bakery in the food service industry. So in that way, you're very well positioned. You need to be careful because the 14-5 has a lot to do with the sexual principle.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be careful. I mean, I'm going to venture a guess here that you certainly enjoy sex. You need to be careful that you don't get too overwhelmed by it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The unspoken words.
Now, with your challenges, you have a 7 challenge in a 1st position. Did you come out of a home where someone had some addictions?
Yes.
Yeah. And how about yourself?
No, not at all.
No? Okay, you've managed to stay clear of that.
Yes, thankfully. Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Okay, and also you have a 4 challenges, your lifetime challenge. So the basic rule for the 4 challenges that you learn organization and discipline and whatnot, but I'm assuming if you have a bakery and your own business that you've developed that. So the other part of this would be you need to be very careful with being too controlling.
Okay.
All right. You may have a tendency to be very controlling with the people around you. And what happens there is that you then attract to yourself people who are controlling, and you're forever in this battle of wills. So, again, as I said earlier, learn to let it be. Let others be the way they are. You worry about yourself. Lead by example, not by telling people what to do or how to do it, unless
okay.
it is making a cake, and, you know, obviously that needs some instruction. But in the realm of personal activity, personal behavior, you're best served to kind of let other people be who they choose to be. All right? And now, coupled with your 5 life paths, the 4 can also have something to do with self-control. Okay? So, again, just making sure that you don't get too far out of bounds with your personal behavior.
Okay.
All right. You're currently in a 6 personal year. Were you in a situation where you had to take care of someone this year?
Myself. I'm in an interesting, very interesting year.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. a six personal year has a lot to do with home and family.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the energy is directed around home and family and service to others and responsibility. And many times what falls into that category is, again, caretaking for someone. If it hasn't happened now, I'm not quite sure that it will. You're going to go into your 7 personal year at your birthday, which is a year to kind of draw back a little bit. You know, on the 7th day, God rested, and in the 7th year, you need to rest. This is a good year for meditation and study. It's a good year to take a personal inventory and kind of really get to better understand and know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And again, you may find a desire to somewhat nest more than normally. Okay. Because, again, you want to recharge your batteries and kind of reassess things from a intellectual, spiritual perspective.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Behave yourself.
Okay, Yvette. All right. All set? I'm going to put you back on hold. You know the drill.
Yes, ma'am.
For anybody else who doesn't know, after I put you back on hold, please hit 1 so that I move you to the bottom of the queue and I don't accidentally pick you up again and ask you if you want to come back on again, because we won't have you a second time. But so thank you all for being a part of the show so far. We've got several more here. I'm going to give you Patricia next.
Hi.
Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio, Patricia.
Hello.
Hello, Patricia. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for doing a reading for me. And my
birthday
is 1/24/63.
Okay. All right. All right. You have an 8 life path. So 8 in numerology has a lot to do with business and money and power. It's a very strong energy. It's a very masculine energy. So it's conceivable that you have some difficulties with both men and women, especially on first meeting. The reason being with the women is, again, 8 is more of a masculine energy than it is feminine energy. So when women first meet you, they may not necessarily get that you're one of the girls.
Yeah.
So once they get comfortable with you and get to know you, that will mitigate itself and disappear. because, again, there's a power that's attached to you that's very strong. The difficulty you're going to have with men is you'll attract men to you because of your strength and your power. But sadly, the problem with most men is as much as they say they want a strong woman in their life, for the most part, when you put a strong woman in the path of most guys, they'll run for the hills eventually. So you need to learn to be comfortable with yourself and with your own power, and then just learn to use it judiciously. How's your temper?
You know, my whole life has changed. I have become more gentler than I used to be when I was younger. It's weird. It's like my whole life has changed. But I've done a lot of work on myself spiritually. So I used to have a bad temper when I was younger.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. And a little vindictive, too.
Truthfully, I wouldn't say that about myself, but now, as I'm standing here now, I let a lot of things go, so.
Okay, well, that's good. Now, the thing is with the eight, now, again, we all lead a karmic life. But with the eight, if you take the number eight and lay it on its side, it's a representation of infinity, the law of return, the law of attraction. And although we all lead lives that have a karma attached to them, with the eight, the karma at times can be almost immediate. So you need to be very self-aware of how you put yourself out there and how you present yourself and what you do, because you will receive it in kind almost immediately.
Yeah.
An example I always use is if you were to leave wherever you are right now and get in your car and pull out into traffic and cut somebody off, it's quite conceivable that before you got to where you're going, someone would do the same exact thing to you.
Yeah.
And although your immediate reaction may be to lay on the horn and yell and scream and perhaps give them the Jersey salute that we're so famous for here in New Jersey, but if you thought about it, you'd realize, oh, geez, I just did that to that Buick behind me, half a mile ago. So just be aware of the fact that, again, things will come back to you very, very quickly, both positive and negative. So what you put out will certainly come back to you.
Yeah.
The better it is, of course, the better will be the return. Were you ever an athlete?
No, but I am very active as far as keeping myself exercising every day, and I take care of myself. I walk every single day. I mean, it's something that I have to do. It's in me. I have to be out there walking.
Okay.
Doing, you know, that energy.
All right. And when you were young and when you were in school, did you have any difficulty in school?
There were ups and downs, periods of just being average, and then there's some courses that I really excelled in. So.
Yeah, the reason I ask is because you have a 5 challenge in both the first and second positions. So the 5 challenge, again, all challenges represent a list of things. One of the things would be that perhaps there were some restrictions on your freedom when you were young.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
The other thing would be that when you broke out of that, you became quite the party girl.
That's a common theme again here.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I just broke out. Now I've become more free ever. This year, I broke the chains of all the people that had control over my life, and I'm free this year. Yeah.
Well, that's good. Now I'm going to ask you a question. You don't necessarily need to answer if it's true and you're uncomfortable with it, but the 5 challenge in a first position can be sometimes an indication of sexual abuse or sexual molestation when you were young.
You know, that's interesting because that did not happen to me, but I did witness it.
Okay. It would have been somewhere in your environment, and it's interesting because, you know, people do... And I'm not disputing you, but I have a person of mine. When I first met her, she became a very, very good friend of mine. But when I first met her, I was tending bar, and I used to use numerology as a bartender just to kind of keep people engaged. And when I did her chart, one of the first things I said to her, because she had a 5 challenge, was, were you ever sexually abused or molested when you were young? She looked at me, she said, no, no. And, of course, this is a person I just met, so you can imagine the look on her face. 3 years ago, we became very, very good friends, and I used to always say that to her. Are you sure about that? No, 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 that never happened, never happened. Well, as it turns out, about 10 years or so ago, she got involved with an organization, and part of the being involved in this organization is a lot of self-examination. You go through a lot of things to kind of uncover things in your past. And sure enough, in one of the sessions in which she was engaged, what came up but sexual molestation? And then the memory came back to her that she had been molested by the family doctor at one time.
Wow.
She had repressed the memory. I saw it immediately. Again, she denied it, denied it, denied it, and then it did show up in a way that it was hard to deny. So, again, I'm not disputing you, but anytime there's a fight challenge, there's always a caution for me. And if you are, in fact, the parent of a child who has a 5 challenge, and the way you would discover that number is reduce the day of birth and the month of birth to single digits and subtract them from one another. If that number is a 5, be very aware of who your child is around and who is around your child.
Yeah, I don't have any children, but...
Okay, I'm just saying that generally to anyone who may be listening.
Okay.
Your lifetime challenge is a 0, Patricia. So the 0 challenge, 0 isn't a number again in numerology, but when it shows up as a challenge, it means that either everything or nothing is a problem. You may be challenged by a continually stream of things, or you may have really no situations in your life, and you can kind of pick and choose those areas of your life that you would like to improve.
Okay?
All right. Which gives you great opportunity to really build a stronger and more fulfilling life for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. You are currently in a 5 personal year. Again, personal years go birthday to birthday. In spite of what others out there may tell you, it's birthday to birthday. So you're in a 5 personal year. So this is a year of change for you. It's a year of transformation, of perhaps travel. Could be a move, could be a job change, but there is change there. Change is afoot. Again, embrace it when it shows up. Do not resist it, because the more you resist it, the more it's going to come at you, and you're eventually going to be in a situation where you're going to have no choice in the matter. So this applies to everybody. It's always good to, when change shows up, to give it some consideration and move forward with it. At your birthday next January, you're going to go into a 6 personal year. So, again, more energy around home and family, more energy around service to others, and you may find yourself in a situation where you become a caretaker for someone in your life. If that happens, meet it with love and acceptance and gratitude, for this too shall pass.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
I thought I was done with all that.
Well, again, that's why you handle it accordingly, you know.
Okay.
All right?
We're never done learning the lessons.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling, Patricia.
Right.
Thanks for calling,
Patricia.
Back
on hold. Please hit 1.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to bring on Carol. And hello, Carol. Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio. We've got about 6 people still in the queue. I don't think it's going to happen. But we'll see what we get. And if people want to hold on and see if we can get you in the green room afterwards. I don't know, Michael, what your schedule is or if that will work. Sometimes Blog Talk lets us stay on. Sometimes it doesn't. It won't be recorded, though.
Okay.
So.
Hello.
Hello, Carol.
Hi, John. Michael John, how are you?
Very well. And your birthday?
Okay, my birthday, July 31st, 1952.
Okay. Okay, you have a 19-1 life path. So, again, the 1 life path, as I said the previous caller, you're more of a leader than a follower.
Mm-hmm.
You're a person who better served working for yourself than working for others. But again, if you do work for someone else, you're probably going to gravitate towards management or supervisory.
Mm-hmm.
You have great leadership talent and great leadership ability. You'd be very good in areas of public service and in things that serve other people. You're very expressive. You would make a very good speaker or lecturer. You have a great deal of energy and vitality. You have a great intellect. You have your mind is quite capable of overcoming just about any obstacles that show up. You have a real ability to kind of collect and synthesize that which you've gone through in life and learn your lessons from them and continually improve yourself as you go through life. You have a great ability to attract love and money. Are you married?
I am married.
A long time?
30 years.
Good
30
marriage?
Years this year. It is until last week I've gotten a big fight, but yeah, generally.
After 30 years, you're entitled to a big fight, you know?
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
But part of the 19-1 is a good marriage, so.
Mm-hmm.
If you're negative, if you're operating on the negative side of this energy, you kind of lead a double life. On one end, you project a very positive image of yourself outwardly, but inwardly you're kind of deceitful and somewhat of a false individual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have a 3 challenge in a first position. How are you expressing yourself?
I express myself pretty well. That's
okay.
What the big fight was about.
Okay. Well, you know, early on in your life when you were young, you may have had some issues around self-esteem and speaking up.
I didn't talk very much at all when I was a kid because I was overweight, yeah.
Yeah, and people probably tell you, shut up, you didn't know what you're talking about anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You have a one-lifetime challenge, so your biggest challenge in life was to learn to stand on your own 2 feet, to really step into who you are and become the best version of yourself that you can.
Mm-hmm.
You went into a 9 personal year at your birthday. This is a year of endings. Take an inventory of what's going on in your life. The things that do not serve you, that do not bring anything good or positive to your life, get rid of them. Whether it's people,
mm-hmm.
places, things, whatever the case may be, do your best to rid yourself of that which does not serve you. Some of this will go away on its own. Some of it you're going to have to be, again, proactive on. And it's very important that you rid yourself of these things because if you carry them forward into your next cycle, into your next personal year at your birthday next year, they're going to get far worse. So that's always a good incentive.
Oh, okay, so it's the 9 from birthday to birthday, not from January 1st to January 1st.
Right, that's a misconception, and it's a falsehood put out by some neurologists out there. Personal years are determined by the month and day of your birth added to the current universal year. There's no way if you were born on July 31st that energy shows up on January 1st because the calculation wouldn't even allow for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
So now I'm in the 9, yeah, because I thought I was always in the 9 this year.
Yeah,
okay.
No, you just went into your 9 year. So, again, really put the energy and effort into getting rid of that stuff that doesn't work for you.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to see if we can get in 1 or 2 more. So,
great.
Thanks a lot for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, because we want to give you a chance to say how to get a hold of you again and wrap this up and give them an affirmation and that kind of fun stuff that we always do. But I will put on 1 more here and see if you can do it like in 2 minutes. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
I know that they're pushing it, but Allison, welcome to Purpose Talk Radio.
Good afternoon.
And would you please turn down your computer if you're going to listen on the phone?
I can't because it's an iPad.
Okay. Or are you on a speakerphone? Okay.
Here, I'll try to different way. It'll help.
Okay.
Sometimes it helps to just move to a different part of the house.
That's good. We're good. Just hear the echo back. So would you give Michael your birth date, please?
March 15,
1957. Okay.
I know I'm a 4 path. I do numerology as well, so I know I'm a 4 path.
Okay, yes, you're 31-4.
Right.
So if you do numerology, then you know that what the 4 is about. There's this very disciplined, organized, managerial type of energy that you have. You're a person who has a place for everything and everything in its place.
Yep.
You need to be careful of being a little too dogmatic at times.
Yep.
you need to be very careful of being a little too controlling also. You were born in 1957, which was one of the 722 universal years in the 20th century. My sense has always been with the 22 universal year that these were somewhat portal years, that people of a higher sentient consciousness and energy entered into the plane in those years, they 1939, 48, 57, 66, 75, 84, 93. So you came in one of those years. So some of your greatest work is potentially going to happen in your final cycle, which will be 32, after the age of 59.
Yes, I could see that.
Yeah. Yeah. You have a three challenger first position, again, a common theme today. So you had some issues with self-expression, self-esteem when you were young. My wish for you is certainly that you've overcome that. You have a one lifetime challenge. So, again, learning to stand on your own two feet, stepping into who you are and owning who you are, very, very important for you. You went into a seven personal year at your birthday this year. So, again, this is a year for meditation and reflection to connect more intensely with your inner self and with your connection to the universe as a whole, understanding your part in the universe and what can you do to help manifest change and improvement for not only for yourself but for everyone.
Yeah, that's always an ongoing issue, I think, for me. It's a lifelong issue, yeah.
Do you work with your hands at all?
I'm unemployed. No, I'm a writer. When I'm on my purpose, which is very infrequently, I'm a writer. But I'm extremely, and I say this just extremely good with my hands, ever since I was a child, especially really super, 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 super detailed. Like the smaller the detail, like stuff that would just drive people nuts is the stuff I love. It's meditation for me.
That poor life certainly gives you the ability to work well with your hands. And I would encourage you to make sure that that's certainly a way to perhaps earn a little money is doing something that entails you working with your hands. But you do certainly have a gift there.
I do, but my calling is writing, and that's, it's with my hands, but it's typing, but it's still using my hands, but it's using my brain and my heart and my soul and my mind.
All right, folks, we are down to a minute and a half, so I'm going to have to put you back on hold to wrap this up, and I don't know if you're going to be able to stay around, Michael, to go into the green room and see if you can get these, if this stays or not.
I'm not going to be able to do that, but real quickly, if people go to my website, there's a link there that you can order your personal year report, which I'll send you through email. If you friend me on Facebook, you will get a personal year report every year on your birthday. You can order my book through my website. The book is You Know Your Name, Look Up Your Numbers. It's $17.95. There's no shipping and handling. And what you will get is a signed copy of the book. You will get a one-hour DVD of a TV interview I did a few years ago where I explain numerology, and I will also do the chart calculations for you.
Okay. Sounds good. Get a hold and go over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations Facebook group and get a hold of Michael. See if there's questions in there. Hopefully he'll go over there during the week. I'm going to put you back on hold, Michael, so we can wrap this up.
Okay.
And thank you for being my guest. All those who did call in, I'm down to 30 seconds. You can get a hold of me at Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com. If you have any questions, check our website. See who our upcoming guests are. If you know anyone that wants to be a guest or that you know can be a guest, please let us know that as well. Next week, our guest is Kathy Ellis, an author. Like I said, get a hold of Michael if you wish. We may try and have him on some other time to do some other things. And if you were in the chat room, send me a private message that I know you were on hold. And this time, I apologize that we can't get everybody in at all the times. So our